Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, a beautiful Sunday as we get ready for baseball. The Giants go to sweep Arizona. My goodness, we haven't said that all year long. And they've done a couple of two-game sweeps, but this is a potential three-game sweep. Good morning, Bruce Jenkins. How are you?
Doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. It's been interesting this morning. Just, I don't know, digesting the Alex Dickerson, Kevin Pillar, Crawford, you know, this 6, 7, and 8, and they went wild last night and played a great game.
Yeah, and, you know, Yastrzemski was just nailing the ball every time. He had a couple of really hard hit outs, and then he hit the ball out. I tell you, that guy is starting to take the levers out of people. I mean, there's what issues would you have with him?
That's a good question. I think Mark Simon was on with us, Sports Info Solutions. I think he said maybe catching up with a good fastball, but who that's why there's good fastballs, because you don't catch up with them all the time.
Yeah, and I mean he's been hitting fastballs. He's been hitting about everything. And then Dickerson last night, we determined he could hit the fastball. Last night, both of his hits were off breaking pitches. So we'll see if he can hit the circle change now.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, and I said this today, and of course this is why I have a show, and glad to have you on because we give opinions. I said, look, Posey's not hitting a lick. Longoria, Belt, 7 for 45. Sandoval has got the pinky issue. Move these guys up. Panic is 19 for 95. Put Yastrzemski in the first spot. Put Crawford in the second spot. Put Dickerson third and Pillar fourth.
Why not? This is how they're playing good ball right now. These are the guys who are doing it. The veterans are kind of fading into the sunset right now. I mean, not completely, but yeah. No, I'm all for that. I mean, give them the maximum exposure. Put them in tight spots and see what kind of future they might have for you.
Yeah, why not? I mean, look, they're 33 and 42 anyway. Yeah. And, let's hope they win 74 games so Bochy can get his 2,000 and, if he ends up with 1,998 wins,
Be like Al Kaline, 399 homers.
I know. This is, Frank Robinson, 2,986 hits or something.
Yeah. You never want to. You want to get that nice round number. That would be awesome for Bochy. It's a bit of a task, but we'd especially cool if the young guys got him there.
Why not? I think so. You know, it's funny. I tweeted out last night, of course, watching the game, and I think the first three innings took 2 hours to play. with Zach Godley and Beattie, it was just torture watching it. And then once the bullpens came in, five innings, one hit. The Yastrzemski hit was the only one they got off the Arizona bullpen. The Giant bullpen was 5 innings, 2 hits. But growing pains. You got to go through growing pains with young pitchers. It's part of the game.
Yeah, they need to take, obviously, a lot more looks at Beattie because his stuff is so good. But, he gets 2 outs and then he walks a guy and then he bounces a curveball. I mean, you never should bounce a curveball and, a foot in front of the plate. That just shows that you don't quite have it together that night. You certainly don't have that pitch. And next thing you know, he blowing by hitters like it's nothing. So, I mean, he certainly has the talent, but a lot of bumps in the road there. So, they'll give him. He deserves a long look. He's a Vanderbilt guy.
Yeah, Vanderbilt is in the finals, by the way, against Michigan. I guess Michigan has only been in the finals like twice in like 1947 and 1962 or something like that. So, Vandy and Michigan in the College World Series. Are you going to watch any of that?
Oh yeah, I've been watching it all the way through. I tell you, those top two guys in the Vanderbilt order, Martin and Vidé,
yes,
just tremendous. And I felt so bad. I see the Mets are trying to sign the kid from Mississippi State, Jake Mangum. I think it's pronounced that way. He made an unbelievable throw from center field that didn't get handled, and they lost that game. Just a heartbreaker. There's been a lot of interesting drama in the World Series. The Louisville kid's pitching a gem, and after the eighth inning, he just outright just swears at the opposing dugout with the camera right on his face. I mean, there's just no question about it. Then they get all fired up and beat him in the ninth. You know, just it's been really, really engaging. I've been watching it since the regionals. Paying attention to guys who were drafted in the bigs, and it's going to be a real good series to end it.
What do you think of the two the Giants got from Louisville? Do you have an opinion on Wyatt and the other guy?
Well, Wyatt had a terrible World Series. He really did. I'm sure he'd be the first to say that. In the very first game, this goes back to the regionals, I think he got four hits. And I'm watching the rest of his at-bats, and he just never managed to square one up. And the shortstop, Fitzgerald, I like a lot. He's a good-looking player. He tailed off a little bit, too. He made some nice plays at short. Looks real confident. Looks like a shortstop. So, I'm sure Wyatt's a lot better than he showed. He's a left-hand hitter with a good eye and some power. And we'll see if Fitzgerald can move up through the system.
Well, what happened to the kid who threw the no-hitter? Has he pitched again?
Oh, he came back and threw another gem. I'm sure we'll see him in this series, but he didn't pitch a no-hitter. I think he pitched his six shutout innings, and they into the seventh they scored a run off him, and he finally came out. I mean, he was once again lights out, great fastball, great breaking pitch.
Oh, good. Now, I love getting the scouting report for you because I haven't been able to watch this thing. Michigan, am I right? I think it's only like the third appearance in many, many, many years.
Yeah, that's strange for a school that big. You know, it's such an athletic powerhouse, but they've been playing really, really good ball. I'm trying to think as far as the guys who have been drafted in the big leagues. I'm not quite as familiar with their roster, but they've been solid. I mean, to get to this point, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of moxie, and you know the scenes from the dugout for all these teams are just priceless. You know, they're trying to rally the team, and the crowds are great, and the broadcast has been great too. I love Kyle Peterson, former Stanford pitcher, is a really good analyst working on some of those games.
Good stuff. I'm thinking of Michigan. I think the left fielder. I thought maybe that he looked pretty good. And I'm thinking of Michigan players. Got Bill Freehand? I can't even think of anyone. Oh, well, Jim Abbott. How about Jim Abbott?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Abbott.
As I say, I mean, it's such a big sports school. You'd think that they'd have more success on the field, but they've got a little something together now. I wish I could give you a better scouting report on their roster right now.
No, you got me pumped up for this thing. All right, so today,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Today, of course, tonight we have the Pujols game on ESPN, which, you know, there's been a good weekend of that. It's a lot of fun seeing that. But the Kansas City Monarchs today are playing the St. Paul Colored Gophers,
yep.
Royals Twins, but it's Negro League Salute. That's something I'd like to see on TV.
Yeah, and you know, I've never been fond of Cajun Gophers, really, to be honest. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, the Pujols game should have been last night. I mean, if that should have been that deserved a national television audience. I mean, it's so dramatic. He's I don't know if it was the last at bat, but he'd been up a couple times, and the crowd's cheering him every time. Then he just puts one out, and the crowd's going crazy. Then they bring him out for a curtain call. Just so St. Louis.
You know, I was thinking about returnees. You know, in other words, a player who comes back, an emotional moment. You know, leaving and then coming back. Do you have any in mind? You know, I asked this to Steve Gilbert this morning. He said Randy Johnson coming back to Arizona. You know, after 2001, and then he went to the Yankees and all that, and he went to the Giants, and then they brought him back and retired his jersey. So that was very moving. Anything would come to your mind of a player coming back? I'll throw one out. Vogelsong, not that it was that big a deal, but him coming back was
a real good
one. Yeah, that was good.
Because he was. You know, he figured his career might be over.
Yeah.
And he's scuffling around, and he and his wife is very, very supportive. Nicole, I think it is.
Yeah, she's terrific.
They're a great couple, and they stuck it out together. And next thing you know, he's not only with the Giants, but just studly, just doing things that that his teammates will never forget. That's an awfully good one. I'd have to give it some more thought, but that certainly ranks right there.
Well, how about Zito and Hudson going back at the Coliseum? That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was very good. Yeah, Hudson, and you know, then they both wind up pitching for the Giants too.
Yeah,
I mean, Zito's Bay Area comeback was the real classic, going from the A's to kind of gee, this guy might be done, to all of a sudden he's getting this, well, not done, but certainly not worth a 7-year deal, and for so long it did look like a complete bust, and then he pitches so good in 2012, you can't even believe it. They don't win it without him, so. Yeah. That was a great Bay Area comeback.
Yeah, well, the one I liked was when they pitched against each other, because then Zito, remember, became part of the A's after
yeah.
the Giants let him go. And,
yeah.
And then Hudson was a Giant, and he pitched against Zito at the Coliseum. How about that?
I do remember that. I wasn't over there, but yeah. And, you know, two really, really good guys, two guys that are well-established in Bay Area lore. That was a great one.
Yeah, that was good. All right. I'm. It's funny. You and I talk all the time. Things just pop up in our minds. Willie Mays. Willie Mays going back to the Polo Grounds as a San Francisco Giant. How about that?
That was a little bit bittersweet. He was certainly not a young man, and he wasn't anywhere near the Mays that all those New Yorkers remembered if they saw him with the Giants. I mean, I did read a piece from some of the guys on that team, 73 Mets, you know, Seaver and Koosman, saying, listen, Mays did more for this team than you might realize, and you certainly not noticed just from the numbers. Just the knowledge, you know, talking him into the dugout, what he could tell you about other players. And he did have a few moments. It had a bad ending in the 70th series, unfortunately, falling down in the outfield and all that stuff. But, I mean, if you have Willie Mays, you're a lot better off than if you don't.
Yeah, well, even, you know, in taking Mays a little deeper dive on it, here's his San Francisco Giant, and he goes back to face the Mets for the first time, and he homers at the Polo Grounds. And And then he becomes a Met and comes back to face the Giants and hits a home run here in his first game and almost goes into the Giant dugout by mistake.
Awesome. Okay, I'll throw out a name for you since we're throwing him out. What does the name John Purdon mean to you?
Pitcher.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I go with it.
Well, we were talking about Dickerson being one of the few guys ever to hit a grand slam in his first game, and it was the first time since Bobby Bonds.
I was,
he hit it off of John, who I don't even remember this guy, and I was a Dodger fan then. John, I think that Bonds must have ended his career, but that was the guy who gave up Bobby Bonds' grand slam in his first game in June of '68.
Yeah, very good. John Purdin, Purdin. Now,
yeah.
It's coming back to me, yeah.
Yeah.
And the other one, I thought, you know, this is a beautiful part of baseball, is the returning player to the ballpark. How about Yogi Berra? And coming back to Yankee Stadium after he got into such a big beef with Steinbrenner, and he went to the Mets to be a coach for so many years after they fired him, the Yankees fired him. Coming back to Yankee Stadium, and Billy Martin, how many times did he come back to Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, you know, I just happened to be lucky enough to be in Yankee Stadium for two or three of those reunions. You know, you got Bob Shepard on the mic, the classic voice, Yogi and Billy and Whitey Ford. And, I mean, every Yankee who could possibly get himself there would show up for that game, put on the pinstripes. And you talk about emotion going through the stands and recognition of great deeds. I mean, it would take forever to run down what all those guys did just in the World Series.
It's
and,
the best.
Yeah, the Yankees, they really did it upright, and they still do.
Yeah, and then, there's some who never left. I mean, you have Musial, who was there his whole career.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken, his whole career. Now, how about Mantle, of course, his whole career. What about the Duke of Flatbush, Duke Snyder? Now, he was a Giant, and I guess he must have gone back to L.A. to face the Dodgers. Or as a Met, he went back, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that was about as wrong as Marichal with the Dodgers. I mean, it's just inconceivable notions.
That's a good one, and I'd have to look it up. Did Marichal pitch against the Giants? I imagine he must have.
I'd have to look that up. I don't recall it, but very possible.
Yeah, at Candlestick, can you imagine that? Marichal, how about that, Bruce? Marichal.
Yeah, and Warren Spahn, who faced Marichal in that great, unforgettable 1-0 16-inning game, wound up pitching for the Giants in 65.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it something? Yeah, That's well, look, this is why I like baseball. And we had Galen White on today, who's the author, did another book on players who were in the minor leagues forever. And we brought up Steve Bilko again, who used to unwind after the game in the hot tub with a case of beer. You know?
It was really all about the beer. If you could get the hot tub, that'd be great. But the beer was really what it was. That was his therapy.
A cold, cold tub or whatever it was. So. All right. Good to talk with you. This will be fun today. I say Bat Dickerson third.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he'll lead him off, except in fewer RBIs that way. He's on a big roll now. He's got 9 RBIs in his first 2 games. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't miss his at bat either.
No, those 2 guys alone give you a reason to not miss anything when they're involved in.
Fun. All right, have a great Sunday.
All right, you too, Marty. Thanks a million.
All right, take care, Bruce. All right, that is good.